Robert McKenzie on the parade square at Glencorse Barracks for the presentation of the campaign medals and the homecoming parade for the Royal Highland Fusiliers, two Scots.
Battalion, attention!
Major Andrew Bain, OC Fire Support Company, two Scots. I think it's terrific. We've got the sunshine, we've got the families. For the soldiers, it's a chance, you know, for the Scottish public and to say a big thank you to them. And for the families, you know, a chance to show off and say we're back and we're looking forward to going on leave with you.
How many soldiers here today?
We'll have, on parade, Mark, we'll have 400. But in all, we'll have about 500 in total doing everything else.
And a royal guest as well. Does that just add a wee bit of popping out of the chestness, if there's such a thing?
It does, and you know, it's a royal colonel, so again, for the soldiers, it's good that a member of royalty is coming to say thank you to them as well for their service in Afghanistan.
Battalion, royal salute. Present! Arms!
I think they have to be recognised. It's probably the best thing that's happened with the armed forces for years, Ken. Previously, they never got recognised, and now they're starting to get recognised throughout the country.
Terrific.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, I'd love to welcome the guys back. They did a grand job. Glad they came back safely, too.
Just great to see them and just appreciate what they've done for us. So it's lovely to be here.
Yeah, it was a fantastic turnout, especially for a small town like Penicuik. It was a lot of people. Great to see all the support from the family and friends and the public at large. And it was just really humbling to see all that support given to our returning troops.
It's been absolutely brilliant for the guys, and such good weather and all the kids out here and loving it, and just down for the local schools and that, and it's been great.
It's super to have him home. The house has gone upside down and chaos reigns, but hey ho, he's home safely, and that's the most important thing. And we're just so proud of all that Charlie Company, two Scots, and everybody else has achieved.
Sunny, everyone's happy, all the flags are out, all the kids are out, it's great, really emotional.
Penicuik community and the schools being here for the children to come and watch their daddies take part, and just, oh, it's just amazing, brilliant.
Fusilier Adam Drybrough.
You received your campaign medal from the Duke of York today, how was that?
It was great, good opportunity, really enjoyed it.
Did he say much to you?
He asked me where I come from, said Penicuik myself, so it was good. He asked me how my tour was, and I said great, we had fun, so it was a good tour.
And does that sum up the tour for you? It was a good deployment for you?
Yeah, it was a great deployment and a good experience for my very first tour, so yeah.
And one of the few boys from Two Scots who's actually from Penicuik, so this today must be extra special for you.
Yeah, I've got my family over the corner, so yeah, it'll be great. Got them going up the town hall as well, so yeah, it's a great experience.
My name's Major General Ewan Loudon, and I'm the representative colonel of the Royal Highland Fusiliers, Two Scots.
Ewan, great turnout today. Fantastic welcome home for the guys.
It is fantastic. 2.5 years ago, when I stood on this spot, I said to the local people who came out to support that we rest easy in our beds because rough men are prepared to go out into the night and visit violence on those who would do us harm. And here are the boys back from their second tour in Afghanistan, having done us proud. Thankfully, although there were 49 injured, having come home mainly safe and sound, and both in Ayr yesterday, in Glasgow yesterday afternoon, and here today in Penicuik, the local people have done us a fantastic honour by turning out in such large numbers.